This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The presidents of France, Russia, and the United States called on Thursday for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces around Nagorno-Karabakh. But Turkey's president said the three big powers should have no role in the peace moves. They called for an immediate cessation of hostilities between the relevant military forces in the heaviest clashes since the 1990s. France, Russia, and the United States are co-chairs of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe's Minsk Group, set up to mediate in the decades-old conflict over the mountainous enclave in the South Caucasus. But in a speech to Turkey's parliament just before the three countries' statement, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he opposed their involvement. Dozens of people have been reported killed and hundreds wounded since Sunday in fighting that has renewed concern about stability in the South Caucasus, a corridor for pipelines carrying oil and gas to world markets. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, who is recovering in Germany after being poisoned in Russia by a nerve agent, has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of being behind the attack. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
Navalny's supporters have frequently maintained that such an attack could have only been ordered at the top levels, though the Kremlin has denied any involvement in it. Navalny, a politician and corruption investigator, who's Putin's fiercest critic, spent 32 days in a hospital, 24 of them in intensive care, before doctors deemed his condition had improved sufficiently for him to be discharged. In his first interview since the attack, he told Germany's Der Spiegel magazine that in his mind, Putin was behind the attack. I'm Zaria Shakili.
This is VOA.